up?
How are we doing?
I'm here. It's finally warm, so that's good.
Well, put some excitement in your voice.
It's warm. Like,
you sound like Mighty Mouse. What the hell? Put some excitement in your voice. Like, hell yeah.
Okay.
We're out here. Where the nose at? Anyway, who am I? I'm Scott from Southwest Atlanta. Now with the Beach Bananas. And I'm blessed and fresh in the Wild Wild West. And I'm with who?
What's up, world? It's your girl, Sills, VA all day, two up, two down, chilling in the P&W, where it's either really warm or really rainy, and not in between. So, yeah.
And who are we? We are Shea Butter FC, a podcast featuring two black women's perspective on soccer, football, and everything in between.
Delivering content with soul and seasoning that'll moisturize your skin,
lay your edges,
and deepen your love for all things black women.
So, what are we going to do this week?
So, this week, we are going to get into week 3 of the NWSL.
And we're going to talk about some Shea Butter FC superlatives.
Absolutely. And then we're going to talk about the Challenge Cup Final experience with the most famous person in WOSO, Ebony.
Yes, Ebony Navidad.
Ooh,
and then we're going to listen to her interview with UKG. Yeah. That she did with Brian Reeves.
UKG, not UGK. I keep doing that. Okay. I'm like, that's a very different partnership. All right.
Then finally, we're going to do our hits and wrists and rants and raves of the week.
Yes.
So I guess we should introduce. Okay. Hello, Ebony Navidad. You can come on.
Oh, hi. I'm a pizza.
What's up? Hello, you're Ebony Navidad.
Hello.
That's good.
How are you doing today?
Oh, chilling. Just living, trying to make it through another week.
Where are you from?
I'm from North Carolina all day, born and raised. Raleigh's where I'm from, and Raleigh's where I'll die.
Okay, wow. Wow. So do y'all go Raleigh side?
No. Okay, she got her own mic off. I don't know. No.
You don't cut off my mic on this
Raleigh
on
side.
My
what?
Y'all don't got no light. Y'all don't got no phrase.
No. Nah, but not that I know
West
of.
West side bread till .
She said we just here.
We just hit a vibe and fight over college sports. That's all we do.
And that's right. You said go UNC.
This was a great interview. Wow. Y'all have a wonderful evening.
Wow. She said bye. See, I didn't do that.
I know. Yeah, Wolfpack.
Yes.
What is that? What y'all do? Roof.
Wow. First of all, there's strength in the pack, so get it correct, okay? We got pack pros all over NWSL.
Just don't bark.
Yeah, for one. Shout out to the Tazara King. To Zara King.
Yes. King Z.
Let's go.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm saying do the chant.
Girl,
I don't know.
Don't y'all got a little chant?
I don't know it. Or you mean...
Okay, that's fine.
If we do, I don't know it. And I'm a bad Raleigh person.
The fingers. Yeah.
It's all about the Wolfpack. All
right, that's fine. All right. Although this thing, ain't nobody can see you. Can't nobody see you do all the things. I thought you little setup. That. But it's all good. So let's get into this week 3.
Yes.
Of the NWSL. And the first game was the Portland Thorns play somebody's OL Reign. Yeah, and it was a 0-0 draw.
It was. Honestly, I'll take the point, because what was that weather? That was just a...
That was the opinion of the game? That's how you felt? That's what you thought?
I mean, the first 20 minutes were bull riding, so...
I forgot.
I blocked that on out. I forgot that bull riding.
We did not miss a goal this time, though, so there's that.
I own my Friday.
Listen,
hey, hold on. We're going to talk about that.
Because I was listening to your roommate listen to you get mad about bull riding in the other room. So that was an experience. I was having more fun listening to that than watching the bull riding. So I appreciate you, Sky.
So y'all don't understand, like, the bull, like, I had planned on watching this game on my TV screen, and then to be told that the bull ride, and who knew the bull riding had VAR?
Right, that's what's so egregious. How does the bull riding have VAR?
So the bull ride didn't end on time because 50 people had to go re-ride, And then they were acting like it's only like two, but it was like four or five. And then they had to rewrite again because they got VAR. What the fuck is that? Like,
I can't believe bull riding has VAR before the NWSL.
And NWSL not going to have VAR. I don't want NWSL to have VAR. To be real, because you know, a goal, like, I don't even want to get into it. You can imagine goals that aren't, that are goals, get called back. And then
as the VAR lead, I would die laughing.
Can we get that VAR? Like the bull riding VAR? Because clearly, yo, the soccer
well,
VAR.
Okay, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, shit. They replayed the day. They did it over and over. Shit.
I can't.
So, yeah. So, it took 20 minutes because then they told you to go to the app. But then when you got on the app, it wasn't showing up. And so, unless you were off Wi-Fi and you had to press the link again, then it would show up on your phone. But then you couldn't then put your phone on the TV because it didn't go back to the bull riding.
Remember when we were on Go 90, y'all? Remember when we were on Go 90?
Back in the day, you
at
had
least on Go 90, you could just turn your computer to the side you know and go what's lean. Wild?
You know what's wild? Has Lifetime been the best channel?
Yes. Yo.
I feel like Lifetime's been the best channel.
The murder mysteries that led into it. Because
that was crystal clear.
Let's go.
Right. God. And then you had the phenomenal... you know, they did phenomenal interviews with players.
Yeah, they did a really good, like, halftime joint.
It was like, yo, it was like 4K.
Bring back
HD
Lifetime.
Back then. It was like 400K HD back so, then. It was way better quality than the potato game we got.
So, is this when we start the, like, NWSL back to Lifetime, like, movement?
We
should. Is that what we're doing?
We should.
Well,
at this rate. Because, I don't know, they got to figure out what's going on. Because it's unacceptable that when you're in a stadium where MLS team plays, and the video quality is very different than what you see with the NWSL feed. You know, when I see the stadium glare, as I said in the game, we will talk about later. You know, I don't like, and I don't see that in the gameplay the day before. Like, what are we? What is going on? But anyway,
it's a new adventure every day. That's what that is.
But please, NWSL. So what were your feelings about the tie?
I mean, I thought they were fairly evenly matched. I think Portland had took a few more shots. It was 50-50 in possession. We did some different things. Sophia Huerta used to sleep for like 5 days. Like, they were working my girl to death. She had like 142 touches, some ridiculous number. And Laura said that was by design, right? Like, they wanted to do something different since they had played them twice already. And I think it worked in spots. I think she's still trying to figure out, like, the combinations and the attack that make the most sense. As we have, like, the Latskos and Balsers are kind of different than the Watts. And, you know, Pino showed up for the Cascadia rivalry. That's one of her, like, 8 games this year.
You think she getting 8?
I told you. Okay. I'm being generous. I'm assuming the playoffs are coming at the end of that. But I feel like she walks in first day of training camp with her schedule and just like, I'll be there for those games.
Yeah, you let me. Yeah, y'all.
And honestly, I respect that.
It's every game that the Storm is on the road. That's when she'll play.
Nah, it's Cascadia. I think she'll play the California teams and like the Spirit. She might play y'all. Like, but at home, I don't think she's going to play away. I think she plays San Diego at home. I don't know if she goes to San Diego. We'll see.
I mean, until they're in a new stadium, I won't go.
I won't go there.
Yeah, I don't think she's feeling that. But yeah, I think she has circled those matches on the calendar.
I mean,
okay. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I think it's coming together. I'm not like super panicky. I think I'm a little more disappointed we didn't get the 3 points against Louisville. Instead of the point here, you take what you can get. Fallon's still out here balling. She saves us at least once a game at this point. Yeah, I mean, it's coming. We'll be cooking, and then camp and qualifiers will come up and fuck it up. So, can't wait for that.
Yeah, as it always does.
Yeah.
It will be like you see.
Okay.
All right. So
I'm interested to see
game.
What Portland has when Queek is gone, though.
Nothing.
Ooh.
For Euros.
Ooh.
I'm just saying she's been good, but I'm just like she leaves.
Ooh.
That's just my question.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So then the next game was the Orlando situation. The Orlando Pride. They were playing at the Orlando Pride.
Yes.
Wait. And they were hosting the KC current, Kansas City current.
Yes.
Yes.
And it became a 2-2 draw. Mm.
At the death.
Yeah.
At the death. Jeez.
At the death.
So what do we think of this game?
It was a little chaotic in the second half, right?
It was a little too much. It was a little too much.
It was a lot.
You don't like your chaos? You don't like your chaos to wake you up?
I thought Kansas City was a little stagnant. Obviously, I think everybody saw game changes when Elise Bennett comes in. Yes. I know she had a knock, and that's why they didn't start her.
They don't got to start her next week, neither.
Okay. Well, good luck with that. Yeah, I think she makes a difference. I think that is one of those teams that's just missing pieces that they absolutely were banking on having. And they're trying to figure out life without, essentially, Lynn Williams and Sam Mewis. So, I mean, I think they'll find their level. I don't think they're as bad as they've played so far. I don't know how good they'll be without Sam Mewis. So hopefully she comes back at some point.
I mean,
point.
We're seeing it now. They're not great.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that they're not.
They should automatically go down 2 goals for not having a teal kit. Just saying.
Hey, that might be the Lee's fault, though.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't know what's going on. There's
play
a lot
it while
of
you hate. Play it while
you hate. One day we'll go to teal kit. Yeah, I think they got to figure out that midfield, because they don't actually have an 8. And they have some other injuries, too, like with Garza's hurt, I think, or...
Is that her name? It's like 5-10 people about.
Yeah, they're missing. I think defensively they've got to...
Both teams are
get
hurt
a shape,
right,
but I still
though.
Don't know... Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I mean, I don't even remember who's at Orlando at this point.
I think they're just picking fans so many at pieces. This point and putting them on the field.
Well, and I think in spurts they have decent people. Like, they're not world beaters, but I think they have, like, competent professional
players.
And Cromwell's definitely got a philosophy, like, which I don't think they had a lot of last season.
Yeah, it ain't no just go out here and go and no midfield and just have it all
but
wild and
be
open
fair,
and
he's better in England than he is here, but that's neither here nor there.
Is he better or is he...
He's not
okay,
what
let's
he
not was. We're going to start World War III.
Yeah, that's a whole different conversation. But, yeah.
Or cannot, the coach is not tactically scheme correctly over there.
I
anyway.
Think...
I don't...
Yeah, Kansas City
playing
lost...
Money Shaw. My bad. I'm sorry.
I think Kansas City, that's going to be the whole transfer situation. We probably should talk about that next episode. I think Kansas City will level off. I just don't know what that level is. I don't think they're as bad as their record, but I don't know what their ceiling is without Sam.
I mean, we kind of talked about it a little bit. Like, does it come after qualifiers? And if so, is that too late for all the other teams that have been meshing well?
I don't know. Thinking more about it, I think it's a balance of, yes, you rest Sam, but also Sam will desperately want to play, so maybe she does try to play for club heading into that June camp. It really depends on where she is in her progress. I feel like what we were told and where she is are not the same thing, but...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, she definitely was on the...
Don't think anybody thought she'd be out this long. It feels like something didn't quite go right.
Something ain't right, so it's like, at the end of the day, it's like, if something's wrong and she needs to have surgery...
She just had surgery.
For her health and longevity of career.
Oh, she
what
did.
I'm saying, but if there needs to be a corrective situation, if something went awry, we need to stop playing games about it.
I'd rather and, like, her let it happen. This season than next one, because that's the
actual that's
World
Cup. Yeah, we don't have a
replacement have another Sam 8 that can... We don't have a backup 8.
We don't have a backup 8. We said what we said. There is no backup 8. So y'all can get mad and get upset. We got inboxes. You can come visit.
Please no. No. Go to their inboxes. Don't come to mine. You will get blocked.
All right. You're not in. I get that. But
or
yeah.
She'll be forwarding the responses to us.
Absolutely.
But we don't have no.
I don't have a ton for most of these. You can't find the highlights for the next game, by the way. I looked today.
Oh, really? That's hilarious. Oh, I was going to say for the Kansas City Current, Elise Bennett is a problem.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she needs to rust up next game. I understand it. I respect it.
Wow, you tried it.
It was nice that Hamilton got the score.
She did.
Because she was trying.
You tried that. She's been trying. Okay.
Can I just be right? Also, a shout out to Toni Presley for being about that life and say, I'm going to take that penalty kick.
She did step up because nobody else wanted to take it because ain't none of them taking one.
Look at that wrong woman.
You got like 16 of them. They're like, oh, maybe. No.
Right. Like, somebody had to do it.
I haven't done that one yet.
Well, she took everybody
she did a bomb penalty. She threw the setup. She repped the
top shot. She went top bends on that one.
She went top bends.
Yeah.
On the defensive set and did that thing.
So,
mad props to her.
Yeah, it's the year of the center back scoring, apparently.
So, Becky said, I'll run your times, too. You can be a nine. You can do it. We believe in you.
Can she do it?
Yeah. Hell, sometime. Vanessa, if you would like to for Angel City, maybe.
Okay. I mean, she's already scored.
is it time for the game of black scorers?
Yes.
No, not yet. We
oh, my
well,
God. What are we talking about?
We ain't there yet. So Houston and Racine.
That's the game.
That's the game she was talking about.
This is the game of Lord of
you
mercy.
Talk about before. I see what you're saying. Oh, Lord of mercy.
She okay over there? That's your goals.
I don't know.
Okay, so explain. Tell people what happened.
It was just blackness all in that second half because ain't shit happened in the first.
Not a thing.
So the other part didn't happen.
No, that was like a whole nother game of just like stale crackers and ketchup. I don't know. I ain't got time for it.
She's talking about the food.
I asked how out of pocket I could be.
She said the food. It's crackers.
She said the
edible,
food.
Still, like the food.
As in saltines and Heinz.
Yes. So, yeah. And nothing really happened until later in the second half. Like, they both scored after the 70th minute, I think. And so, yes, to reference what Ebony said, this game ended in a 1-1 draw, and your two goal scorers for Houston, it was Nichelle Prince, and for Rossing, my dark horse MVP candidate, J-Mac, has scored again. Out here doing all the heavy lifting. all of it.
And it don't even got to be that hard if you just play Ebony Salmon.
He won't put anybody else on top with her, and
I don't get it,
because
if you watched Carolina Courage for, like, all their seasons they won.
Who did she play with?
It was literally
with?
Her and Lynn on top. Like,
I don't understand why he's leaving her.
Actually, it was her. It was J-Mac, Lynn, and Crystal Dunn, just playing off of each other in that little triangle. Yeah. You know that little that thing. And all of a sudden we were like winning games and like championships and trophies.
Two highest goal scorers in the league history are Lynn Williams and J-Mac because they played together.
Right.
Yeah, I don't understand that, particularly when he has the players that he could put up top with her.
I mean, it's the same thing as the concept of, like, you now have to go to sign defenders when you had two bomb defenders that you drafted. But, I mean, what is logic?
Shout out to Satara, though, for coming back to the league.
Yes, yeah, shout out to you, girl.
More black excellence, you know.
Can we have it without the P&P, though? No. Did you not see that article? That was so trash.
Basura. Not the first time he's dropped that. he's dropped that a few times.
Yeah, stop using pace and power. Be more intellectual. Be more aware.
Be more not racist.
Respect these black... Stop being racist.
So, yeah, I mean, God, I don't know. I said in a round table, Louisville's going to be worse. Their record's going to be worse than they are. Like, they're just... They're going to drop points they probably shouldn't drop. They have decent
coaching
pieces. Yeah, coaching.
GMing.
That defense is not as solid as it could be.
Or should be.
Yeah, or should be. I mean, that's what he's trying to clearly solidify now.
But he had a fit. Okay, whatever.
I don't make those choices.
I mean, I'm just staring at qualifiers, and I'm watching somebody literally off defense score.
Right.
And defend.
It would have been
and almost drag a team, a whole country, to a World Cup qualifier in Wanderai.
And, like, literally, like, in the very last minute to stop the time, they lost that game. And
she scored two goals.
And she would have been on a rookie contract. So, I don't know. That's me.
And then the other rookie was like, okay.
I would have been
a whole range of emotions right there. It was great.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, the moral of the story is race in Louisville don't gotta be as bad as it's gotta be. Just be better, do better.
But
yeah, so
coaching, GMing.
But I don't know. I still don't know what Houston's identity is. I don't know what type of football
they're
trying to play. And they're going, like, I'm not It's been a rough couple weeks for them, so I'm not gonna.
I would just say Mikhail Abam, Michelle Prince, Maria Sanchez. Just, I'd be like, my tactics would be like, just go. Go create.
Go score goals.
Forget defense.
Pretty much. That's pretty much just go the attack. Game plan.
Can we really say forget defense? Well, they didn't have one anyway, so never mind. Yeah, forget
vibes.
Defense.
It's vibes.
Yeah, just vibes. Just vibes and pray. Just vibes and go.
Yeah, I don't.
Just go beat.
I don't know.
If you score 10 goals and the other team scores 9, you win. if you score 20 and they score 19, you win.
That's what
you
we're hit going us with.
The best defense is a good offense. Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Let me be.
Do
coach.
They have the midfield to make that happen?
It don't matter. What is midfield? It puts you got.
So we're just gonna
put Rachel Daly up there somewhere.
We're just gonna put.
Desperately trying to think who their midfielders are right now.
That's a damn. We could go try out and go at this rate.
So
no, I literally.
I'm not trying to be a Houston like that.
Right.
I can't.
For one, heat. Two,
my hip ain't like that. Put me on a scooter.
Is that the same thing? Oh, they got Sophie Schmidt in midfield and Vassal.
They had Sophie Schmidt playing midfield. Jesus.
Wait, is she a midfielder?
No.
In 2022?
No, she's not, bro.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, okay. Well, wait a minute now, Houston. All right, Houston, so we're going to have to go at the June window. We're going to have to make some calls. We gonna have to make a call over yonder.
And the first one should be to Canada to say, why did you tell me she was a midfielder? That's the first call you gotta make. And then you gotta call yourself.
Probably got a phone call.
You gotta call yourself in the mirror and be like, you
don't have any.
No, they don't. No.
Is everybody hurt or did we just let them walk in the offseason?
I mean, who wants to play in Houston? I ain't trying to.
Yeah, I mean, it's hot. Y'all don't understand. To play in. It's like hot in Los Angeles, and so having to play out here would be insane. You playing in Houston in that humidity, and that intensity, and there's
at
no cover
4 o'clock
stadium?
On a Saturday.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But that ain't for my ministry.
Yeah,
that's not part of my journey.
Not part of it. Bye.
Or if they decide they're gonna put the 1 o'clock game, they're gonna give you a 1 o'clock game. Absolutely not.
I'm good. Yeah, they don't have. Woo, I'm looking at. Oof.
It hurts
okay,
you a
so
little
then,
bit, didn't
so,
it?
Yeah.
That midfield is arse.
I mean, I knew it was bad. I didn't know it was bad. Well, okay, so that explains a lot. So they're going through a journey. And they're going to journey somewhere.
They the main character and the side character. You two characters at one time.
Going on. Mm-mm. Yeah, they have 4 points and currently are in, what, 5th or 6th? So, hey, the playoffs are
They journeying together. They journeying upwards.
Playoff starts. Oh, and they lose Rachel Daly for a month.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Damn. Oh, that's really gonna be a journey.
Yeah, they.
Well,
yeah.
And it gets better eventually.
Not for them.
Speaking of eventually getting better, let's talk about this game where the Washington Spirit played the Angel City.
That's not the order.
Football club.
That's not the order of that game. With those games that went in.
That is not the order. Oh yeah. Okay.
Is that?
They were at the same time. Well, no, this means she might go fast this week. So I believe in you.
No, it ain't no fast. Don't do that.
You take 800 hours.
You when I took forever, then you took forever in the next thing. So it was balanced out. Anyway, back to this thing.
We're supposed to be bringing balance coverage to the people. Thank you.
And whatever. They don't do that. Anyway.
Let's go, please.
You can be arguing me in front of God's company.
Wow.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Be not God.
Like, why are you putting that
don't
on her?
Don't put me in that.
In front of the
that's
legend.
That's between y'all and God. Company. Don't put me in that. Mm-mm.
All right. So let's get this. Here we go. Can we get focused? So, Angel City won, despite what my people would have thought.
Excuse you, in the group chat, I'm going to post it. I said Angel City won. Thank you.
Well, yeah, I didn't think. I wasn't surprised.
I said
was
they
like,
would either draw
it depends
or
on
win.
What team. I said it depends on what team showed up.
Y'all play to your competition. That's what that
is. Yeah. Don't do that. Please, can you not? Because I'm not trying to be stressed out next week. But anyway, so with that said, it was they deployed the lineup and we got some surprises. We got the fullback.
Ooh, question. Got, was the lineup released before y'all kicked off for the game?
They did it before thirty minutes. They did it like at like 20 after the hour. I was proud of them. Look at them. Progress.
It didn't matter.
Progress. Keep going.
Okay, so for both teams also throughout lineups.
Also, it's the
lineups,
same lineup almost.
Wait. Both teams. Let's be clear. Both teams throughout lineups where it was like, okay, so who's playing what? Who's who in the zoo? People was guesstimating. So the moral of the story, similar to Olo Rain, who does the same thing where they be just throwing people, and then you thought that possibly
we would have started Ashley Sanchez.
Alana Cook was gonna be a nine. You know, just similar as you might have think that Alana Cook might be a nine one day. You never know what's gonna happen on Alana. So just take
Cook,
it
if Laura Harvey makes Alana Cook nine, I will go see her. She better not.
Okay.
Anyway, wait, Ashley Sanchez didn't start? Did they watch film?
No, she didn't start.
When Rodman, Hatch, and Ashley Sanchez play together and they, like, score?
I think the idea was the rotation because they've got that jam-packed schedule this week.
Okay.
But
you needed
if you
to start
also
Ashley's...
do not have Andy Sullivan, you have to start Ashley Sanchez.
You cannot do that.
And they didn't either.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Which meant it was all gonna be on Trinity.
Yeah. So like, yeah, it was. So it was interesting. Let's see. I mean, with the first half, it was the ball was going here and there and everywhere.
I was surprised.
Well,
actually,
Angel City possessed well.
It was tied 50-50.
And then Washington possessed well, but Angel City actually had possession. And the light was moving. Now, some people were tired that I was like, okay, I know. Let's give them some breathers. Let's give them some... let's give them some reflections.
Is that fatigue or we have to ask other questions?
It was some fatigue. Because people was laying out... Because there was no Sanchez, because there was no Andy Sullivan, people was able to lay out beautiful passes and beautiful balls and beautiful gowns for people to be just running balls into the box, and then people were delayed into the box. And it was another week of where I was like, what am I watching? You know, you saw a little frustration.
Ooh,
you know.
Girl. When is Katie Cousins? That's for y'all.
It was a lot of things.
Oh, unless y'all start the Frenchie. The Frenchie is legit.
Whoa, hold on. Okay. We're gonna get
there. This is not story time with Sky.
Okay, find it. But basically, I was about to say, eventually, Kristen was able... Oh, so because they had the water break, they made the switch. They switched the side of the pitch, and then Kristen was put on the other side of the field.
Left side.
Because they were doing this thing where the center back was coming up, whatever. So then Kristen went and did that thing. Where she scored.
Left side. Strong side. Oof. She ate Goff the fuck up on that.
She ate her up.
Right on that. She said, I'm about to use you. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And then she used her, and then she proceeded to use, and Sonnet was out there. See, the thing about Sonnet, Sonnet actually was actually doing all right.
She got left on an island.
And actually, Sonny was doing the right thing. As a center back, she was, like, sitting. She was trying to cut off the angles. She's trying to get the other one to be like, hey, you cut off that angle. But she didn't know that Kristen was effectively using her to then shield
that's
the
bullshit.
Ball.
She knows. She's played Kristen.
They play together.
She can't stop it. That's not the same thing. There's a difference between you don't know it's coming and you can't do
that's
shit.
That's like when they were talking about Kelly O'Hara getting beat by DeBeans. Like, Kelly's a little slow.
They said she won't in the game.
Right.
I was like, ooh. Mm.
Well, y'all know.
To be fair, nobody can beat you. So
I do say this, though. If you're going to do that, like, then commit to just being reckless and just be great and just go. Go towards her.
I think, was it Lisa Roman? I can't remember. I think it was Lisa. But she was like, the minute she didn't bend her knees, like, the minute she stood and committed... Seriously, the minute she stood and committed to whatever the block she was going to do or whatever, all Chris did
was
just angle that shit. And she was like, boop! She used her to shield. She does it all the time. That's what I'm saying. It's the difference between knowing it's coming and being able to stop it. So she just let Emily stand up, shield.
But she did the thing that you shouldn't do, which she didn't play the basketball. Like, she sat there.
Did you just say, Emily Son? You think Emily Son played basketball?
What kind of... JV.
Or at least the type of basketball we play. She from Georgia. What kind of basketball do you think she play?
Why are you doing this? She's playing at Marietta.
What you mean?
She playing at Marietta football. Okay. Don't y'all get upset and in my inboxes because you
Marietta, not Atlanta. Marietta is not Atlanta. There you go.
Yeah, there we go. That is true. Because you salty and you from Paideia.
It's not Atlanta.
The emotions online for this. So
Lamont.
Wow.
Are those even real cities? What? Keep going.
Marietta, yes.
Yeah, Marietta. It's a real city.
You never been to Marietta?
Like Alpharetta.
I mean, I'm not saying it's on purpose.
Oh, okay.
I've been to Marietta.
Yeah. It's in real places. So anyway, in life. The moral of the story was she scored. It was great. It was phenomenal. In the second half,
I was more impressed that y'all held a 1-0 lead. Like, I actually think that's really hard to do.
Yeah, because then I saw, because I saw things like a certain individual with the bun becoming the 9. And then
I'm not going to say what you I'm not. That's for the group chat. You can't share everything.
Then Kari was attacking and not midfielding.
Listen,
I know we're injured. I know people got injuries. We had to take Simone out. I know Lucy was having to be a fullback, but
y'all don't make me defend Kari. Y'all don't make me defend.
Look, one of us
has improved. She has improved.
She has improved, but now, I don't need to see Kristen.
Was, it's not relevant.
I don't need to see Kristen or Endo trying to pass balls to Kari to run to.
She doesn't need to be in the middle because she doesn't have the feet to be in the middle. That's it. Ooh, Danny, why are you out anything? Here dying every week?
I'm sorry.
Do you have something to say? Would you like to share? Coughed up in your chest?
No. I'm good. I got water. Yes. I'm good.
Somebody should let Danny Weatherhall go to sleep, fam. She's dying out here. She's playing every second, every game.
Well, yeah.
Truly.
Hey, but you know, it might come sooner because you're right. The
Le Bihan. You don't say the N because it's French.
Fire. That fireness came in and she was possessing balls, moving balls, passing balls, putting beautiful balls into boxes.
And what's wild is she played the 6 for Bordeaux, but I don't think she's a natural 6.
Yeah.
That's your midfielder. I bet you she starts Sunday.
She needs to start Sunday.
She just finished playing. Like, she's not out of shape.
Yeah, so. And she was putting in... I was kind of sad when she put in a beautiful ball and then y'all... and Kari might have missed the ball. And,
it's about minimizing the issues there. I would start her and give Savannah a blow.
Yes.
And I would keep Danny... if you can get Katie back, because she can drop back. And then Danny can move up just a little, but still be that extra cover. I hope you get your left back back.
Well, yeah, I hope she's out of COVID protocol. Jesus Christ. I don't need her doing that. She was efficient. She was running with Trinity. I don't want to see that on a day-to-day basis.
Trinity will do that to anybody, though. Like,
yeah, that's...
I watched that. I was like, Trinity's having an off day. And then I was like, oh, wait, no, she's still Trinity freaking Rodman. So she'll just turn it on and just fucking go.
However, though.
The help that came over on her. Because, June came over a couple times. But also... Press coming over. To help cover. That was fun. We didn't get as much of that battle as we should have. But that was fun. And then, the one time Trinity beat her, she said, I'm going to get this yellow card because I ain't fucking running. I'm not running.
Kristen was on one. So it reached a point where Kristen was like, I'm going to cover you. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, at least Trinity was tired. I hope Trinity had seen enough Kristen's game that she didn't get taken. It was around the 80th minute. Kristen likes to, when she is fully fit, she likes to do the thing where she likes to drag people up and through the midfield to get them tired. And she started running up and down the field, but Trinity grabbed her and stopped
You gonna run. Like, that's what that is. That's what it is. It's the first time I have not seen Trinity pop off on social media afterwards.
Yeah.
Respect. Yeah. Like, she...
Respect. That's what she respects.
She's like, okay. I expect her to get her back, I think that's going to be That's going to be a fun battle for the next several years.
It's kind of like, I want to go to Angel City just to watch that matchup at Angel City.
I'm kind of looking... Because
you know what Trinity's going to do? She's going to score, and she's going to go over to whatever y'all want to call y'all section.
And shush him.
And just shush him. I'm like, yo.
And she's from LA. Fight. Well, she's from Orange County, but
you got to fight.
She's going to do it. Right,
there's gonna be some bangers,
and it works for press because the rest of her family's from DC. For a myriad of reasons, that's a very intriguing back and forth for the next couple seasons, I think. I actually think it was a fun game until the tornado clouds started rolling through, and I'm just looking can we finish this game because it really is for real about the point.
And then we had 8 minutes of stoppage time, which I was like, for what and for why, Lord God.
Paige got in at the last minute, because what happened there? What earrings?
And new earring policy.
I feel like, though, she's probably worn those earrings all the time and somebody just decided that was the day.
But we now have a medical. We have a medical.
We do have a chief medical officer.
That's right? Why we didn't have another game.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right.
Do you have some comments on the missing NCC Gotham?
I mean, both teams had COVID. I don't know.
Yeah. It was the right call.
I wish they had made that call a little bit earlier.
People were like on the train, like going to the game.
Yeah, because they did that like 2 hours before.
Yeah, like 2 hours before. People were en route
to the I wish they had made that call just to like a couple hours beforehand. Hours more beforehand. I mean, both teams had COVID. Neither team knew how to supplement that. So we were about to play like players that were like half injured. The Courage's entire starting 11 was out. Done. Including my starting keeper.
Right.
Both of my starting
keepers. He was like, Casey Murphy might have to play. I was like, oh, that would have been why. I don't even know if she's healthy. Yeah. She was about to have to go out there.
Well, so she's going to be, oh, see, uh-uh. Yeah, you needed to cancel the game. That game needed to be canceled. Yeah. Like, on.
Yeah, literally.
It was the right call.
I just wish they had made it a little bit sooner.
Indeed.
I don't think that Wednesday home opener happens. Might, just because now that the new rules are out, literally they released the rules for COVID and then postponed the game.
They dropped a list of players who are in protocol. I was like, okay.
So all of Gotham's front half and my entire starting 11 got it.
There's no defense. Like, y'all are just not. To be fair, they didn't have a front line, so maybe you didn't need
to. Yeah, this would have been vibes.
Midfield and vibes.
y'all could have did a battle.
If we could have got goalie wars, I would have done it. I would have, like, yeah, play the game. Hopefully we'll see them play sometime soon. We've only played one game.
I know. All the games in hand. Right.
But there was one more game.
Was there? Oh, damn.
Oh, right. Yeah, there was. Damn.
The Wave.
Yes. Yes.
The undefeated Wave.
It's always Wave.
The big wave.
If I pay $200 for a kit, it better say Wave.
Nope, because you can't customize it. You pay $200 for a blue shirt.
It's $199. Why y'all playing this?
No. It's $199 for a blue shirt with some pink letters on the back. I could have did that with an iron.
I'm going to get Grego to make me a shirt.
Why y'all being disrespectful? You get Jell-O signature.
Okay, so this is the line I'm not going to cross on the show because I'm thinking of the show. I'm about to say something real reckless, so I'm going to shut up.
They played the CRS. They played the Chicago Red Stars.
Who also had no players. Right.
They had no players. They played on one.
But it wasn't for COVID, so the game went on.
No, they were just hurt.
Yeah. They were just hurt.
They're playing.
And they ended up all ahead of it. So the Wave ended up winning 2-1. Now discuss the game.
Yeah. And
Amira Ali.
Man, I hope she's
legendary.
She was cooking. She was.
Cooking like
she
a
started
chef.
Finally.
Yeah.
She finally started.
Casey listening to Peer Pressure.
She listened to the show. What's good, Casey? How you doing?
Tegan. Tegan is back in. That's a good get.
They better not bring in that Brit. I swear to God.
Why are you bringing that up? We was in a good level.
To bitch Tegan, I'll throw shit. I will throw shit.
Why are you bringing that up?
Sorry.
What you doing?
Ready to fight? Like, it's 11 o'clock.
I need to preemptively get that out there. That's a horrible idea. Sorry.
Why are you doing that?
Because you know who else misses Tegan? The Spirit.
Wow. Rose Room is crying right now.
What, the beaches?
Tulip Closet.
Sorry, love your wrist. Sorry.
Tulip Closet is right now in their feelings.
Tulip Closet. They know. Tulip Closet knows better than them.
Oh, yeah, they were missing. Yeah, because Tegan would have did better than... Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, anyway.
Anyway, yes, Tegan is back. That defense is solid. I think it's the best defense in the league right now, statistically at least. Naomi Gurm is everything a number one pick should be. She's not going to win Rookie of the Year because defenders never win Rookie of the Year.
She should be in a
It's not her fault. That's just the way soccer works. I think she's money. And if you're asking me who the better center back is in that pairing right now, it's Naomi Gurm.
Yo, what is happening at San Diego? Because the amount of shots they're taking per game,
in the box. That is their strategy, though. Their strategy, is run and gun.
Because they ain't got no midfield.
Play mostly direct, like they play out wide and come in. Yeah. But I think their defense is much better. But they remind me a lot of how Orlando set up at the beginning of last season when they were having all
this. This feels like USA when it was Abby Wambach up top. So they just kept like pinging balls and they were just like, oh, let me shoot.
They said it's 2011 again. Let's go. Like, and you know how I know that? Because they still got Jodie Taylor up top. They got Sophie Jacobson up top. And they got Alex Morgan up top. They said 2011. Let's go. And it's working for them. And it's working.
It'll be interesting as they play teams with actual solid midfields, teams that actually have healthy players and a strategy, because they're bypassing midfields and just going. When you have a team that can jam them up and hem them up, it's a little different situation.
Or that has enough outlets where they can play through that middle. So like if they play a healthy Washington, like with that. It's gonna
That's be a different exploited. Situation.
I want to see Even them play
OL or something.
I was going to say Rain, Courage.
Yeah.
Because.
Yes. Oh, Kier. Yes. Ooh, Kier. Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh.
When y'all play Walden?
That's our Saturday game?
This Saturday?
Oh, yeah. Y'all play them soon. Y'all play them soon.
I want Davinia to see all that midfield space and be like, oh, all for me? Thank you so much. She's going to see Emily Von Eggman. She's going to be like, oh, okay.
This is what you got?
Thank you.
Okay.
Devin is on a mission. She also might mess around and get MVP. She might fuck around.
She's going to be bored one day and be like, let me score 3 goals. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, she's basically. I think somebody will get, well, I mean, we've already had a Hattie this year, so I guess I can say that. A Hattie where all the goals are in the run of play. It will come.
And they're not penalties?
Yeah.
It will come this year. Yeah.
I'm just saying, though.
I mean, Z could have had one if we left her on, but that's, you know, neither here nor there.
Ooh.
King Z. It's her year. I feel it.
Oh, man.
I feel it.
I'm ready to own a King Z.
You need to get a King Z kit.
Get you a King Z. Get you a King Z situation.
King Z. We need King Z shirts and stuff. Like,
wait. So did y'all have any other thoughts about this game?
I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I did not watch both games at the same time.
But
I did go back and watch the highlights. Yeah. I mean, it was very much... San Diego deserved the win. Having said that, Chicago probably could have snuck a draw. Like, they're very, Chicago tends to pull points out of nowhere.
They're very opportunistic.
Also, listen, they're played hurt. Yeah, they're opportunistic. And clearly they're missing pieces. Like, of course, if they have, like, Pugh and if Lubert's back and all that other stuff, that probably goes
well, they'll have Pugh for 2023, so... She'll say,
please.
Why are you like this? And please. On that note,
I was not ready.
And on that note, it's time for y'all. It's about that time. What are we gonna do? We're gonna start flexing, because this is time for the Shea Butter FC superlatives.
All right.
Do. Drop that beat.
Wow.
All right. So, Shea Butter Bomb.
I mean, we all know what it is.
It's the album cover.
Shout out to me.
Didn't know. What's up, good Kristen? CP23.
It's a classic. That is a classic Kristen Press. Goal, cut back left.
Clack.
Shield the goalie, and yeah, she didn't have a shot. It's not for that. So,
Shea Butter Boom.
My rookie of the year pick.
Yeah,
at least.
She's
gonna be a problem. There.
Elise Bennett.
I saw it in person, I'm telling you. Yeah.
That was a booming goal. Boom.
Back to back Cougs for rookie of the year. Let's go.
All right.
Yes.
The Shea Butter Dom.
Also.
Elise Bennett. Although, actually, was that Sydney LaRue on that cutback to the young
daughter? I think they gave it to either Jenkins or
for the.
I do think it touched another player.
It was an assist by Sydney.
Okay, so.
Oh, it was Sid?
Yeah, gave it to Sid.
Okay. I thought it touched Jenkins. Sorry.
So okay. She can get it. I mean, it's up there. Either way, both fire.
Sid gotta do a lot of the heavy lifting.
She gotta. Well, yeah.
I can crack jokes all day about Dom Dwyer being down bad. But we don't. That's another episode.
Sydney won.
All right, y'all. Focus. And then on that
Sydney
note,
Shea Butter and one.
All right.
Shea Butter and one.
He can't move on. He got his name on her.
All right. Yo, so Shea Butter and one.
I'm sorry. We can't have you on
Shea
the
show. Shea Butter and one. So I had CP versus the Spirit at various instances. Yeah, well, you got cooking up.
What is this last one? That doesn't make sense.
Oh.
Okay, I wanted you to see it.
So when CP cooked up all girl in the 66th minute with the cutback, and she megged her.
Wait, well, there's only two black players on the Spirit.
Well, no. This is an and one. This is just in general. Mixtape. Okay. Jasmine on Tayana Alexander. Sorry, sis.
Jasmine megged her. On most people these days.
Yeah, actually.
Amira on that cutback for what could have been a goal. That was kind of fire.
Yeah, that was a good save.
I forgot who
Alyssa.
She said sliding.
Yeah, Alyssa.
That was fire. Shea Butter brick Jasmine because they couldn't go nowhere on the other side. That's why it's like, why y'all didn't send the ball?
I also do not know why they did not attack Tyler Lucy's side.
And then also Toni Presley in that game.
I mean, she's healthy. That goes a long way.
Mic check. Elise Bennett had a joint that could have been another goal. And Amira, that save.
Yes.
That Alyssa had to pull out was fire. Shea Butter sudden. It's Toni Presley, because when you come through and you decide you're gonna take the penalty kick, because ain't nobody about that life, you gonna
look,
do that.
When you say fuck it, I'll do it myself.
Yep, black woman's motto.
I gotta save us again.
Also, Shea Butter stunting off the pitch. I know it's not football, but Marta was dressed like an uncle, and I really respect it. She is living.
Why you just didn't say get your fits right? Because that would have been perfect. Yeah.
She is out here dressing like your uncle with a secret family, and I appreciate.
Yeah, she had the whole swag. The sauce.
She had on the dress shoes. She had on the dress shoes.
Shea Butter, furniture moving.
Yes.
ACFC, all the delegation versus Trinity.
All the black people.
Yeah, all the black people was lighting that up.
I mean, I think, yeah, that's the Trinity and CP was definitely the talk of the week.
That was fun.
But yeah, it was fun times. It was, hey girl, we
all wanted it. I'd like to see it on the same team, but yeah.
Yes, it needs to be on the same team. That needs to be in practice. They can bang balls off each other in U.S. camp. Black.
Okay, so that's a different conversation. I know y'all love y'all some Trinity Rodman. She's not going.
I don't think. I don't think she's going.
She's not going. I just want to.
I don't think she's going yet. I said that.
She's got one shot to take, and she's not.
She
going.
Only get one shot.
Really, it's two. No team Moderna. But
can we get through this segment?
Okay.
And then, so okay. Shea Butter, get your fist right. Let's see. Who's getting the fist right this week?
I mean, besides Marta the God.
that's about. I mean, I didn't really
pay attention.
I don't even know who had really good fist.
I didn't really pay attention.
Yeah. Well, Marta, you get it.
There was a lot happening.
And players of the week.
Well, and Gotham didn't play, so you know. Yeah. And North Carolina didn't play, so that's two runways that we didn't get this week.
So. Yeah. So players of the week, to wrap this up, Fallon, Elise, Kristen, Toni. Shout out to y'all for being great.
Yes.
And on that note, we're going to take a quick break. But then we're going to come back. We're going to talk about the Challenge Cup. And then hits and rush, rants and raves, and be out of here. All right, and we back. So, before we get into a reflection in terms of the Challenge Cup, we're going to listen to a brief interview the Ebony Navidad did with Brian Reeves of UKG. And Brian Reeves is the Chief Belonging, Diversity, and Equity Officer.
Ooh.
And then,
that's a lot of heavy lifting for one black man.
Chief Belonging.
Yes. And so, and it's right now you're about to hear it. So, we'll be right back. Shit.
So can you tell me a little bit about UKG and how you're bringing that extraness into the women's game, especially in the yourself?
Yes, UKG is a leading provider of HR and payroll software. So we actually provide software to help companies equitably, you know, sort of be able to manage their employees. So that's one side of it. But for us, we have a mission, and our mission, our purpose is people. When we think about people, it's all people. So that's all the intersectional characteristics. So when we think about the NWSL, and you think about what we do for a living, you clearly see, just in general, there's 18% or 18-cent gap between what men make and what women make. And then it starts to get magnified all over. So what men make in the MLS versus what women make here in the NWSL, there's this gap. So we thought it was a great time to lean in, not with words, but with action. And with this partnership, what we're able to do in 2023 is we will actually sponsor the 2023 version of this Challenge Cup. And what that's going to do is actually make it the first time in a major women's soccer event and tournament that the women will be paid equitably for the similar tournament that the men have in the MLS. So we're actually trying to put our words into action. We're trying to put our people's purpose in and try to inspire other companies as well to do the same.
You're putting a lot of money behind it.
Yes.
How do you hope that type of buy-in helps other companies see, like, hey, we're buying in, and this is the type of product we're producing. They're producing. How do you buy in too?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're challenging other companies. We have lots of customers and partners, and we follow one another, right? If there's some great ideas and great actions that you want to lean into, we do so, and we're hoping others will do the same. Certainly companies are focused on this issue inside of their own company, but all of us have a lot of power to influence outside. And so our hope is many other companies will do the same. They'll find a partner that makes sense to them and address an issue, and if it's in the pay equity issue, unfortunately, it's across gender, as we spoke about, but I can tell you that people identify as Black, African American, or Hispanic, or Latino, or Asian. It's not just 18 cents, it's even a greater gap. So we're trying to get to the root cause and try to, you know, sort of influence to where we really do have an equitable world.
You mentioned Black, African American, Latina. You see a lot of that on the field today at the final.
Yes.
How do you hope to see that grow? Especially, again, I'm Black. You're Black as well.
Yeah.
So how do you hope to see not only it grow out on the field, but even like in the front offices?
Absolutely. So if you think about it, what do people aspire to be? Well, a good part of that, I mean, you can have a lot of aspirations to be someone, but if it doesn't pay well, then you can't take care of your family. So I think as we close this pay gap, more young Black girls, in this particular case for the NWSL, they see their stars, but they can lean into these type of careers and be able to have viable careers where they can thrive. Mm-hmm. And then as you well know, as athletes do well on the pitch, then many of them turn into front office people. Like a lot of the ownership of some of the NWSL teams are former, U.S. national players. And that's where you get that influence. So you get the influence on the pitch, then you actually take that influence in the front office, and then you show up and bring more and more people into the game that you love.
I'm a big community over corporate person. I want to see these corporations out in the community building it just the same way that they do with the players on the field. How do you hope that partnership helps bring that gap a little bit closer so that that community and corporate line gets so blurred that it feels like one big family?
Yeah, and this is where, when you think about the philanthropic efforts of UKG, we see that continuum. Mm-hmm. We see it. The community we see as part of, obviously working with public and private sector, we see it all as the same. So, if you actually live and work in a community, that's the community that you're serving. And that's why we want that community in our own company to look like the communities that we're serving. We want to be authentic, just not show up when it's, it's a nice time to do, but be there always. And we know that that'll help because people in these communities see us. They might start to aspire. Maybe they don't want, maybe soccer isn't for them, but corporate, job with a leading company like ours in HR and payroll software is where they want to be. So that's why it's important to influence young, K-12, good people, post in universities for those that are there, and eventually, have them hopefully arrive in our company or some great company like ours.
One more question. So I represent Shea Butter FC, who's part of the 2 Cents family. They're a black community that is leading the charge of like getting black voices out there, because they talk about soccer too. We watch soccer, we're in soccer. How do you hope that community can mesh well with what the NWSL is trying to do with this gender pay gap and the coverage that they get? Where do you see that kind of coming together?
Well, a lot of the play, I mean, the two of our ambassadors for this program are, you know, sort of iconic, you know, players from the U.S. national team, with, you know, Sydney LaRue as well as Kristen Press. And you see that they're trying to lead. I mean, it's easy for them, you know, their stardom, just to say, we got it, and we move on. What, by sort of empowering a lot of these players to, you know, have the ability to thrive and also have them showing up in the community, there's no better, you know, sort of way for young people to look up to your idol. They're connected to those idols and they can aspire to be that. So that's what all of this investment is. It's going to give a lot of options for a lot of people, a lot of these players, be able to do a lot more, because as you obviously, if you paid more money, that gives you more options, and hopefully they'll see that we've paid it forward, they'll do the same.
Oh, perfect.
Thank you.
All right.
And then we're back. So, you did the interview with one Brian Reeves, and then you had your whole experience at the Sippy Cup. How was it going to the Sippy Cup final and witnessing?
It was fun. I've done a few finals now. A few finals that the Courage have been in, that the Courage have won. And it's always... it's always fun to win a game. It was really cool to, like, cover it and see it from, like, the sidelines, because I'm normally in the supporter section, cheering with them and all that stuff. So this was cool. It was a very, very unique experience, just to be able to get that call and be like, hey, do you want to interview this guy? He's, like, wants to be out in the, like, in the community, and wants to talk to everyone and let them know what we're about. And I was like, absolutely. So I got to talk to him for a few minutes, got to tell him all about Shea Butter, got to tell him all about, like, 2 Cents and what that family represents and how we're trying to change how black players are represented in this sport. So pretty cool.
Very nice.
Okay. So how was it? Were you on the field too? Kissing babies, shaking hands, meeting players, seeing people.
What is your obsession with kissing babies?
I was...
Okay, kissing babies with a mask. Does that make you feel better?
No, that's even weirder. So I was actually on the tunnel side where they walk out. That's where we could only go if you weren't a part of the NWSL, like, official media. So I kind of stayed near midfield. I didn't want to move around too much because I felt like I could see the game a little bit better from that angle, and get some cooler shots that way, which was cool.
Also, did you have on a smock?
No, I had on a jersey.
Okay.
But it's my home field, so, like, I knew the security guards, I knew, like, people, so they were just like, oh, yeah, that makes sense, yeah, go ahead, walk around, whatever you want to do. But not whatever I want to do, but I gotta throw that out there.
Be like, dang, okay. I was gonna be like, okay, the Ebony Christmas, got the Ebony connections, got the Ebony coins out here.
That was it though. It was, I should have went up to the press box a little bit more, just because I could have done the MVP and player of the match and stuff like that, but I didn't really think about it, because I was just, more action was on the field, and I was like, ooh, I kind of want to see that more than walking up there and missing, like, 4 minutes of the game.
As the Ebony Navidad legend, how is it, from a black fan perspective, being out here on the field? Like, how is it different being on the field than being a supporter? And kikiing with the people and holding medals.
It's very different. I'm kind of surprised, because when the Courage won in Portland in 2019, like, the players got off the plane, they brought the trophy down, and they actually let us hold it, which was really cool. But I was just a fan. And now I'm actually doing more, like, writing and covering of the leagues for both the men and women. Because I have two teams here. And it kind of, like, opened my eyes to, like, seeing it from the supporter section, which is just head-on, versus seeing the whole field out from midfield and or anywhere along that line. It just kind of changes your perspective on where the ball actually goes. Because when I'm looking at it from the supporter section, it's all just kind of like this weird, narrow trapezoid, if that makes sense. But from the side, I can see all of it. And it kind of like makes me think about the game a little bit differently from where I'm standing.
Yeah, ain't it cool? Because you can hear players talk.
And you can hear them saying everything. It's hilarious.
Everything.
Whether you should or right. Not. And then I guess for those of us who were watching on Big CBS, that game was a very different tale from the first half to the second half. So for me, the first half is very much what you would want to show to the world on Big CBS. And the second half started off okay.
Man.
And then some shit happened.
So the first half was very much like the, we're playing for a trophy. The second half was, we're playing to end the game. If that makes sense.
Yes.
So, a lot more technical movement from both teams, like a lot more pressing, but not like dirty or like too physical. Because again, like you just played a shit ton of games, and now you're about to go play more games, and you have this final stuck in the middle. So it was kind of like, so reserved a little bit, but you know the players that are going to cook are going to cook. Like Carolyn was still doing Carolyn things, Dabinha was still doing Dabinha things. Rodman was a little slow, but she was still moving. Like she was still cooking my back line. Like Matthias got beat a couple times. Like those are still things that were happening. Like there's no hiding that. Like that's just facts. Like she was getting beat. Like can't help that.
Ooh, what does Kiki Pickett get?
Ooh, she just had surgery. Ooh, I hope it's soon for my sanity. Yeah. When does Murphy come back? That's my real question. So, then that second half started, and it became a game of, let's end this already. And that's when the tackles and the extra fouls and the extracurricular things started happening, and players getting tackled in the box, and hands flying to balls that shouldn't be there, and players getting kicked in the ribs, and just a lot. Just a lot happened.
People playing super injured, and just it was it just devolved. You had to have like ambulance, like EMTs come on the pitch because we had a really scary moment. You know, player.
It felt.
I don't know if he's officially seized, but it certainly looked like she did.
Yeah.
It
was just a lot. It was so much in a 45-minute period that it felt like it was that 45 minutes felt like it was another whole game. Just because of the amount of stoppage and injuries and more stoppage that happened. It just was like, I don't even know if I want to celebrate this win because Jesus Christ.
It felt really weird afterwards because I was like, I feel bad for North Carolina because they should be able to celebrate a win. But that all felt so icky that I was just like.
I was literally on the sideline like, I don't think I can do that. I don't know if I like it. I mean, it's a trophy and get your money, boo, but just felt bad.
They need to move it to the end season.
Yeah.
So it's logical. And you don't have that happening.
Yeah.
Particularly when refs aren't getting paid full time.
I didn't get to record that part of the interview with Brian because we were just chatting a little bit, and just talking with all of UKG about, like, what does this tournament look like moving forward? And, I mean, it's a brand new thing for them. Who knows what that looks like? I think they're going to lean on the players and the commissioner to say, hey, this is kind of what we're looking for, and this is how this money can help move this tournament to where it needs to be properly in the season. It sounded like they had, like, ideas, but, like, nothing concrete. Because the Challenge Cup is here to stay. It's got sponsors now. It's got money behind it. And
That's fine. But move it to a safer space so your stars aren't getting hurt.
Yeah.
You're not seeing MMA, WWE, ABC, 123. You're not seeing all that.
I think it's figuring out what it needs to be. I think it's nice to have a cup competition. But, yeah, I think it can't be what it was this year. No. It just can't.
And then that kind of leads into, like, how does the Challenge Cup lead into, like, an Open Cup? Like, what you see with the men's side. Like, does that help feed into an Open Cup? Or does that become a part of the Open Cup? Or is there even one that is in talks for the women's side within the next 3 years? You know, because you do have the W League. You have the Super League. You have all these teams popping up for, like, the UWSL, is that the right one?
The new one.
Too many acronyms. I don't know. But, like, how does all of that blend together like you would on the men's side? And I think that's what UKG
wants. And
you have
fewer teams on the women's side, right? Like, in terms of at least the NWSL, right? Like, there's not a bajillion teams like the MLS. You have more, obviously, on those other levels. But, yeah, I think... I don't know. I think maybe Challenge Cup can still be its own cup. If you extend the season, then you can do that and a Open Cup. Like, I would really like to either have an Open Cup or, like, a CONCACAF World Cup.
Like a CONCACAF Nations League, but...
Club World Cup.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, Club. Yeah. So, I mean, all of those things, I think, obviously not everything's going to come right away, but I do think... there's infrastructure to have those things. Of what people choose to do with that is the next step.
Cool. So, thank you for going and covering the Sippy Cup final.
Street
team. I saw them little pics. I saw you out here.
Yeah, it was.
Thank you for all the pictures.
It was fun. It was cool. I haven't gotten to take photos like that in a long time, so that was.
Okay.
Now I have, like, an itch to just, like, keep building a camera out and. Thanks, y'all, because that's like another $1,000, and y'all just killing me over here.
You're welcome. Yeah, we do that thing. It builds character. I'm just fine. See, we got you eventually, sometime in the future. We see you.
No.
We support you.
You're not going to angel sitting your way out of this. Get out of here.
Oh, my gosh. We see you here.
We'll send you a shirt. I got you a shirt. Also, by the way, so you'll see her pictures on... somebody's website. You're gonna see it on 2 Cents website. You're gonna see it on our website. You're gonna see it on all the sites. You're even gonna see the audio clips of this interview on the website.
I forgot about that.
It's gonna be out here. You're gonna be in the streets. You probably even gonna be on it's a small clip too, so it might end up on the Shea Butter Twitter. It's gonna be everywhere.
Wow. She said you didn't tell her all that before she did.
Yeah.
Well, now you know. Okay. You didn't say nothing crazy in it. It don't matter. We'll figure it out. Anywho. It's that time, y'all. Do 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 for hits and riffs.
Okay. Huh.
Thank you. All right.
Surprise, y'all. We're almost at like an hour, so we're doing it. Anyway, who's hits and riffs this week? Sky, I'm fly. Is it me? Am I going first?
Yeah, you put your name first.
So for hits and riffs, so for y'all who don't know, because you might be new to us, because you are a fan of the legend named Ebony Bobby Dodd, then we got you. We do hits and riffs where we talk about our favorite songs from yesterday and today, the slow jams and the turn-ups. It honestly is whatever 4 songs you feel like putting on the thing. That's how it go. Because this is what we do. But anyway, my yesterday that I felt was yesterday-ish, because I felt like it, The Player Way by Maze featuring 8-Ball and MJG. The Memphis Legends featuring, well, Maze on there. That's one of my favorite songs. On and on, break it down, can't stop, I'm too hot. Anyway, I gotta be careful before I start saying words. I don't need me saying. But The Play Away. And make you wanna put on your alligator shoes. And your pimp
suit. Not alligator shoes.
And start spinning that game.
Bro.
Out here. I'm Southern shouting. Wow. How y'all doing?
Gators.
This is dedicated for you.
Did she put a flower in her hat too? God damn. She did not just.
I don't put a flower on my hat. I don't be running around no bow tie. But anyway.
I just want to point out that she is both single in knee streets and getting ready for Stallion Summer, but always be like, this one's for you. That's what
my face is kind of stuck.
Why you gotta be like that? Why you gotta be like that? Can't I just be in the streets? In the
is she in these streets though?
In my Stallion season?
Is she really in these streets?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you...
I'm not in these streets.
Oh, I know.
See? That's right. I'm at home. I'm at home. See, look at you, Ebony, knowing that I be at home.
Yes.
Just,
we'll leave it
although
there.
I can't be in these streets, but ain't nobody gonna make me in no streets. We not gonna do that. Do not try my life, y'all. Anyway, right. Do not do that. And Kissing You by Keith Washington.
Oh, wow, that's the song you went to. Wow, all right.
Kissing You.
Man, I was singing in the bathtub. It used to be.
Can
used
we put a little? Used to be a problem spinning on them.
I feel like my mom had a soft spot for Keith Washington. I feel like that was her name.
A lot right. just happened in these headphones.
the people are going to get a hell of a show. Congratulations.
All right, next. Who's going next?
I guess me. I'm going by the order. You made this. So.
You wrote this.
Why y'all acting like, no, because y'all been saying some crazy stuff. It's not... What you hear coming out of their mouths is not the responsibility of me.
I'm just here ordering.
Sorry.
Okay. Hold on, playing myself. All right. Oh, Father. All right. Okay.
What's your song?
My Yesterday are, and I don't even know. These are probably both mid-tempo. Wicked Little Girls by Estero. And fun fact, this song samples Django Reinhardt's, Minor Swing. Django Reinhardt is a very famous jazz guitarist who was Romani. So there you go. Nice little history lesson today. And then Fall in Love, Estelle and Nas. And okay. Then, oh, we gotta do the same. Okay. And then my today, like I
wait,
told
you. Wait, we're not there yet. What you doing? What are we doing today? Okay, Ebony.
Calm down.
All right, Ebony.
I've been on like a real old school kick. So.
Yeah, this is old.
Like, I had to take it back to Luther. So I'd rather.
Who is Luther? Luther Vandross?
Mr. Panty Dropper. Luther Vandross.
Luther the Vandross.
Look, at least three kids on this that's listening to this were made to this song. Just saying.
Oh, at least. It ain't no three. It's probably 20, yeah. 50, 60 billion. Oh, yeah.
And then sometimes you just got to take it back to your ratchet days. Shout out to Tom. Shout out to Tom. Knuck if you buck. Let's go. Sometimes.
Look, if you book, shouty. Y'all know that came out in 2000, right? 2002?
Oh, she killed them.
And it actually come out. Don't do it. I'm just saying it's a whole dance to it, shouty.
I was alive. We were alive when that song. It was a moment.
Were you not alive yet?
No.
I was born in 93.
Okay. Dang.
Do you know when the drop top cruises the streets?
Yes. Don't play with me.
Oh, we should do the black people test one week on this show. Okay.
Don't play with me.
She said, don't play in my face. She is a millennial.
7
don't be
o'clock that. On the dot.
There we go.
Cruising the streets.
Well,
we gotta stop.
That's John Moran's daddy.
Wow. What's he do though? I was like, that ain't Usher. That is. Damn.
He really does look like Usher. That's wild. All right. Sorry.
Wait, while you here, you might as well do the today too.
Are we going backwards? Okay, we're going.
Are we going backwards?
Yeah. We're going reverse order.
Well, we are now.
Ooh.
Okay. So my today, because shout out to Yogi, he put me on the Benny the Butcher.
I'm judging you.
Me? Come on. Look, I play the same 17 songs on my playlist. I gotta wait till I ride with somebody else to get some new music. So
okay, that's fair.
And then I just listened to the new Jack Harlow. I haven't put myself in the right mind space yet for Nas. I said Nas Kendrick.
Same.
So
I did it briefly and turned it off.
Is Jack Harlow's name Jackson? I don't know.
Things. I mean,
he probably is because he didn't know who Brandy didn't know Brandy was. Yeah. Ray Jackson's that sounds like some
Gen Z shit right there. I can't.
Yeah.
But come home, the kids.
I don't know if he's white or he's young. I don't know.
I think it's both. A little of both, mostly because he's young.
Yeah. Because he didn't know it was 7 o'clock.
He ain't never heard, wait a minute, ain't that Brandy's brother? Like, family in the song.
Or damn best friends? Or he don't know yet. Yeah,
I want to say that it is a good album, but it is not the best album that will come out this year. Get your fucking mind right, Houston. That's all I got.
Woo.
That's all I got. Okay.
Jeez. All right. So what are your other songs, Silves?
Are we doing me?
Said your government name.
You did. Wow. I talked over
it. I almost said it. I didn't. Okay, come on.
So, like I said, I'm going to be on this Sidkick with the new album. So, this week I chose Saiba. I'm pretty sure that's how you say it. It's Sid with Lucky Day. And then, kind of new, I guess, is WTF with Missy and Pharrell.
All right. And so, my today ain't really today, but it's a today for somebody.
Oh, my God.
So, Miss New Booty by Bubba Sparks.
Bubba Sparks,
College Park. Booty, rocking everywhere. Booty, rocking everywhere.
Speaking of college parties,
and Yin Yang Twins, I found you. Wow. Miss New Booty.
Yin Yang and the Thing. What a moment in time it was.
Okay, so understand, like, that's real nice. It's like, it's at a performing arts establishment. And you being a Southern gentlewoman's gentleman. And you out here.
Guy is a patron of the performing arts.
It's a patron of the performing arts. I support the arts. You should support the arts too. I'm from the home of the arts.
I absolutely do. I think everybody who wants to do the
whether
arts
you have Monopoly money, you should be. Are you making it hell with some coins?
Well, there's a coin shortage right now, so
take it. Also, why are you putting nasty coins?
Why are you doing that? Why you gotta be like that? Okay, maybe you having to maybe you having to cash out. How they doing it?
You'll Venmo somebody, please.
Venmo.
She got her QR code tattooed on her leg. Get out.
Oh no.
Hey,
don't do it that way.
Like, I got a story.
Nope, that's off the record. That's not the chosen. All right,
and then the other one is Where the Party At by Jagged Edge. Normally Jagged Edge got like the same sound of song. No shade, guys. But then featuring Nelly, Where the Party At.
How she say no shade, but they're completely shade.
And they shaded the fuck out of that.
Y'all all sound the same. No shade.
It's not. We ain't getting no younger. We might as well do this. One of the most offensive lines.
Well, yeah, we settling with each other. We living together.
Let's get married. I guess I'll marry you. Like, what a song.
Let's get married.
And people play that at their wedding.
The wedding. Yeah. It is not as bad as when people were playing the Maxwell Pretty Wings, and then realize it was a breakout song. And you're playing at their weddings.
Yeah,
yes.
Please listen to lyrics, people.
Read.
No, we like the sound. No, my people.
Reading Rainbow.
Yeah.
Reading Rainbow.
Oh man.
All right. So, do we have any rants that are brief this week?
No. It's been a pretty heavy weekend, so I'm not gonna.
I will say this though, really quickly. If your child has a whip and they roll up on the door, you better check them.
Because
you could be going to the afterlife. They could be going to the great beyond. What'd you say? It was going to be Soul Singing.
Oh, Soul Singing if I were bringing it. I can't believe y'all haven't heard that. That's very Southern.
No, I have heard that.
The children had not. I was like, oh, God, okay. That's
yeah, you got it. It's going to be like some Swing Little Sweet Chariot. It's going to be some... there's gonna be some.
Did you see the follow up where they went to confront the father and your man almost shot his kid and himself?
Wait, yeah. I missed a lot. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, there's a video. The link to that. Yeah, this young white boy, I think it's in Texas. Of course, it's Texas.
It was in Texas.
Came looking for the young girl who happened to be black daughter at their house, and he had a whip in his hand.
Huh?
A whole whip.
He had a whip. Oh, you heard me. He had a whip.
Oh, and you he didn't was hear like, about
come
this?
Out. And her mama came to the door and cussed that little boy smooth on out and said, get the fuck off my porch. And then they went, her and the dad went to old little boy's dad's house. They'll be like, it's on tape because they got it with their doorbell camera. And your pops is popping. I mean, the type of father you would expect to be the father of a child who pulls out a whip.
Yeah.
and he pulled out his gun and it went off. right when he's closing the door. His daughter, his little girl, was standing like right behind him. He almost shot himself and his little girl.
Yeah.
And he came and arrested him eventually. But he
was acting a fool. And I'm like, let me tell y'all something. Don't ever get it confused. Don't ever get it twisted. Do not be doing this fool. Don't let these people be thinking that, let you think it's okay to do that foolishness.
Because I'm not swinging. I got a permit.
I don't even know if we would have had a conversation because I would have blacked out. That's y'all would have seen me. Y'all would have heard about my real name on all the CNN, the BBC. Like,
well, Shea Butter is done. This has been real.
And then you know, because like my mom always says, because people who know my mom, she's like, if you embarrass me, you better make it good. So if I embarrass her, because I'm forever going to catch that ass whooping, then we going to be on a movie. We going to be a Lifetime. There we go. We're going to be a Lifetime movie.
If you didn't start the fight, you better finish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how.
Yeah, that's what it is.
If you don't start them, but you definitely finish them.
You better finish.
Yeah, that. so please let's be better in 2022.
It's messed up country.
That's all I gotta say. There.
Yeah.
And remember, community is everything. We all we got.
We all we got.
We all we got.
Because they wild. And it ain't about the wolf. It's like I said, it's been heavy for all of us. I think we're all still grieving. But just my love to the 10 that we lost senselessly in Buffalo. Can't go grocery shopping no more. That's all I got.
Take care of yourselves, my black people. Yes. Lean into community. Do what you gotta do.
Check in with each other. Love check on in each other.
Other. We all we got.
Yeah.
And so, do we have any raves this week?
That's all my comedian on a high note.
Do we got some raves? You know some raves? Shout out to the light-skinned brother, Luca.
How you gonna do that when Jason Tatum exists? Don't do that. Don't do Jason Tatum like that.
I was gonna get my light-skinned brothers across the globe.
Be the next great life, right? Jason Tatum,
my light-skinned brothers. That's some light-skinned for the shit. Golden State.
That's some light-skinned shit right there.
I am typical light-skinned. My deeper light-skinned brother
that's how you
and
know
Jimmy
gonna be
Butler.
Boston versus Golden State. That's the light-skinned.
Can you not do that? Can we? Be easy.
Typical light-skinned shit.
And my light-skinned brother, Jimmy Butler.
He light-skinned adjacent.
Jimmy holding it down.
He light-skinned adjacent. He be on his light-skinned.
She said Jimmy Butler is light skinned.
Jimmy Butler ain't no stop.
He light skinned adjacent.
He's light skinned.
No.
Y'all gonna
trying to save the world from the Light Bright Brothers right now. That's his job.
Anyway, shout out to all y'all who made it. Shout out to those who got cooked in 7 and y'all out here being family men. Ooh. I understand.
Yeah,
sometimes you just want to get cooked in the game season. Same.
Sorry, Jake, you had to suffer yesterday. And Grego, I'm sorry. Y'all had to see that.
Yeah, y'all got cooked.
You know what?
Y'all deserve better. Your team did you dirty on that.
I got a rave because I got to give a shout out to all the black SGs that are just vibing and surviving. Mm. So, y'all doing a damn thing. Make sure when Juneteenth come around, y'all be black as hell. And y'all tell y'all teams what you about.
Have teams started reaching out for Juneteenth yet? Is this our once a year?
No, after the Black History, so are we now? Because
we don't play during Black History Month. They go hard for Juneteenth. They got one game.
Shot. They reaching out. They gonna have to make sure you don't have that Kente. They gonna have the Kente cloth numbers.
Oh please don't. Okay, listen to me. Listen to me. All 12 NWSL teams. I know y'all listen to this stuff. Don't do it.
No. You know what I really don't want you to do? I don't want you to celebrate Pride and Juneteenth together. We will fight on the same day. I will fight you. I will fly to your city and I will fall into your front office and I will say what's up.
Because you know what? Black queer people would like two different things.
We're two different things. We're
two different things. Do not
just die. No.
Don't.
Two different struggles. Like,
pick one. Pick one to fuck up and then do the other one. So don't do them together.
So, yeah.
You got to get the two pieces.
Don't do it separately. In the month of June, you gotta be performative twice. So you gotta get your little rainbow situation.
We're overwhelming them. They're like, but they're both in the same month.
Oh no. Okay, so then don't do this though. Don't think we can get the rainbow kick and put Kente cloth numbers.
What are you doing?
Why are you giving them ideas?
Give them ideas. Right.
Because I just had a thought about it. You just made me think about it because they might do it on the same night. They absolutely the fuck not. Do not do that. You hear me?
I can name three teams that will do it. I can name three teams that will absolutely do
it. I know, that's what I'm saying. I know you got
the design. And they don't want to do either, but that's one.
Yeah. You looking at it on your screen. Delete it.
I was going to say, also, it would be wise, if you are going to do merchandise, that money should go to either BWPC or your local black community that is doing the actual work. I just want to point that out, too.
No, same thing for Pride, MLS.
Yeah.
Same thing for Pride, yes.
Ooh, yeah.
Because
it don't do it to the bigger organizations, because the organizations might not be doing what you think.
Local. Stay local.
Also, tap in with y'all people in the city so that you know, because some stuff be performative. And I'm saying this because some organizations be talking about they priding, but it ain't what it is in your city.
Is that
I'm
a
telling
verb?
You that so you don't do the thing.
They said pride, they just didn't mean that. They meant something.
Yep. They made another pride. So I'm just saying that because I can see where y'all could, because you didn't want to be over here and you had your Kente Cloth jersey or you had the Pride Rainbow jersey.
She's going to speak it into existence. And then we got to come back to this episode and be like, yo.
And yeah, you're going to cuss me out. All y'all going to cuss me out. Y'all can roast me when it happens.
In the group chat, we're going to talk about which teams we think are most likely to do some bullshit.
Yeah, oh, I know.
Oh, easy, I got. Easy, you want me to name them right now?
We gotta keep the show. We gotta keep the lights on. What you doing? Yeah, okay, so the other rave is what's good, Becky Hammond, out here coaching greatness, out here in these streets, out here doing that thing. No,
she's a free agent, but Candace she likes Parker players. Fan. Yeah, she
likes. I like Plant. I hate the Sparks.
But oh, I heard.
She's.
I might go to the game. Maybe.
Okay. Just to be a hater. You're going to be on your Patrick Beverly. You just don't go to be a hater.
Yes, I'm going to be like Patrick Beverly. Shout out to Patrick Beverly.
Just hate.
Out here
just
in the streets.
Just hating for no reason.
MVP of hating. Like, just hating.
That's how you hate, y'all. You get up early in the morning.
You get on a show.
Buck nasty out here.
You get on a show with fucking Stephen A. Smith and you go ham.
He woke up, pressed his clothes, as they said. Had the crisp white poke.
It had creases.
And mama, I'm going to look good when I come out here hating. I respect
he had that. A hate. Had that level creases, of hate, bro. That's the hate you need in your life. If you're going to hate y'all, hate like that. Also, shout out to everybody else. All the black people who scored. All the black people out here winning awards. All the black people. Oh. All the friends. Best 11.
Another shout out. We're not going to record before it. So, Saturday, 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 10:30 Pacific. Champions League final for the women. That's the game. Barcelona versus Lyon. Shout out
who's winning?
Barca.
I think it's close, but Barca.
Y'all got faith? Katarina ain't gonna hit no Barca.
Sure. I think I might score. But yeah. And then Barcelona will now spend the next 3 years trying to poach Katarina. Because that's what they do. Wolfsburg was like, let's not spend this right now because these
Katarina's gonna score and they're just gonna give her a blank check on the field and then they're gonna give her a jersey at halftime.
Oh, she's making two.
Yeah,
whenever she leaves, she's making two easily.
Yeah, easy to make. It might be 4 mil because the price
is
gonna go up.
The price of a brick is what Toto's making. Today's price is not tomorrow's
yesterday's
price.
Yesterday's price ain't today's price, baby.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's what Katoto says. She's about to get paid.
Where's Katoto going? Hey, I guess it's the
we
beaches.
We gotta do a whole transfer episode.
You and them that's beaches, bro. Chill out.
Well, you need some beaches.
Every
the beach is warm, too. You want to come
I'm
through?
Okay.
I'd beaches be like, you want to come to Pike, please.
Your ass is gonna be out here anyway. You be at my house. You be out. You
like
seafood?
I don't know the answer to that.
I gotta come fix your couch.
Thank you for coming through.
What up?
Yeah. Yeah, you do need to come fix the couch.
Broken the whole time.
Y'all don't understand. In my house, there is a couch that is sitting on a fucking
Mario Kart got real, man.
These fools played Mario Kart and broke the couch. And the couch
excuse
is still
you,
sitting
it
on
was
the Mario Kart.
It was not the
it wasn't
time.
The whole time.
So, Sills, when you come down here in 2 weeks, you can come fix this couch.
Yeah, I can fix it.
Cause I'm not lesbian like that.
Who pulled out the toolbox?
Ain't nobody tell me y'all had needed the tools.
Oh, that's a
like
lie.
That.
A whole
we had a whole conversation. Never mind.
See that
okay,
in the
we gotta wrap
time.
This up.
We gotta wrap this up. So shout out to all the black people that we know in 2 cents. For Can I Kick It, Yogi and everybody. Yogi's also with Walking 90 with Kyle and Ebony Christmas.
I was gonna shout them out. I was gonna shout them out. I was like,
Oh shit. Okay, well shit. Okay, my bad. Wow. Afford a culture. Wow. All you black people. From Lamont to the Grego to the everybody. To Mark to everybody. TK, all y'all. Rashad. Kaya. See you, sis. Let's get this unfiltered. We can do your first up. We telling you right now, we can do it.
Also, girl, no, men don't get better. But bless.
Yeah, they don't.
Bless.
With that said, not though, please remember, even though men may not get better, neither are women. I'm just telling that to y'all in the event y'all thought.
It don't matter.
Y'all
humans are human.
Human to human.
He's doing it a different
trifling way. Trifling is trifling.
Yeah, it don't matter. I don't want to lie to you, young sis.
Two sis, Lord Ty, Boss Man, my bad. That's Lord L, Boss Man Ty. And everybody else. Moby, yes. Chris, all y'all, what's good? And then our street team, Nubia, Georgia.
World famous Georgia.
Yeah.
World famous Georgia. We got some other people on the street team.
Yeah.
Who y'all will hear about in the future. If there are two, you can be a street team. You need a shirt.
Yeah, Ebony's getting a shirt.
You need to push your order for
me?
Your shirt.
Oh, okay.
Ebony sometimes gives us her attention, and you know she's famous, so we appreciate it.
Yeah,
y'all
so play do too you have, much. Thank you for coming on our show. Do you have any shout outs? Navidad?
Yeah, of course I do. Shout out to the team, Walking 90. Y'all the best. Love y'all.
What is Walking 90?
It is a League One podcast where we just go around, talk about the teams. I support North Carolina. Yogi's up in Richmond. Kyle's up in Madison. And we just let it fly. We're the only League One podcast, so we get it how we can. We bring some guests on. We joke a little bit. I maybe watch I maybe watch a game or two. I don't know. They don't know either. Who knows? And then we go
out of Henny Derby.
Oh yeah, y'all definitely gotta come out to the Henny Derby because that.
Well, I am. I got to. Well, Kickers are my first team, so I gotta get out.
That October game in Madison. It sounds like it's about to be a party. So just swing through. You know, just hit my line. We got this. Shout out to all the groups I'm with, Oak City for NCFC, AO for national team stuff, Uproar for Courage. I had to think for a second because I don't believe you dialed it like that. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Don't get yelled at now.
That's about it. Yeah.
Alright.
And shout out to Shea Butter for having me on because I appreciate y'all.
Yes.
I thought y'all didn't like me, so I was like, oh man.
What kind of lie are you telling right now? Bye.
What are you telling lies?
Maybe. Bye.
Maybe they'll invite me one day. I don't know.
Oh my God. We were trying to get you on an episode. Right.
It's busy.
What are you on?
Different teams.
So, we'll figure it out. Anyway, thank you for coming on our episode. We appreciate you. Thank you for all the work you did. Thank you for being in the streets. I sound like a little.
Please stop. Thank you.
I'm about to call Alex and be like, yo, check on her.
Anyway, so what are we going to do? We're going to stay hydrated.
Stay melanated.
We're going to make sure the black women in your life are celebrated.
This voice is killing me. And make sure your shea butter bombs are always elevated.
And that's it. We will see y'all soon. We'll be back. Eventually. Well, I mean, we'll be back next week. Probably. We might have an interview or something. We're going to let you know. Bye.